argument against. Tim Iman's latest misguided, deceptive initiative would irresponsibly slash state and local transportation funding by more than $4.2 billion over the next 6 years, undermining our ability to address critical safety and traffic problems. Vote no on 976. 976 threatens transportation safety. Washington has over 160 bridges and overpasses in, quote, poor, unquote, condition. 976 jeopardizes public safety, delaying projects to fix dilapidated bridges, overpasses, and tunnels that do not meet earthquake safety standards. The Washington State Troopers Association says, quote, "We oppose this dangerous measure because it would stop thousands of needed road safety repair projects across the state, putting driver and pedestrian safety at greater risk," unquote. 976 will harm your local community. This measure eliminates important local transportation funding in 62 cities throughout Washington. As a result, cities from Seattle to Spokane, from Anacortes to Zilla, would lose nearly $60 million a year in funding needed for bus service, to repair potholes, upgrade safety, provide transit to seniors and people with disabilities, and reduce congestion. 976 will devastate public transit. Public transit connects people to jobs, education, healthcare, and each other. Many in our communities rely on public transportation as their primary way to get around. This measure would gut voter-approved light rail expansion and eliminate hundreds of thousands of bus trips each year for commuters, people with disabilities, teenage and elderly riders. Public safety and transportation experts, business, labor, and environmental groups all oppose Iman's latest flawed and deceptive money-making scheme. Vote no on 976.